Hey everyone, it's Justin. Thank you for watching and or listening, and welcome to my house. It's time for our first SSH episode of 2024. That's right, it's January 5th, 2024, or SSH V0105 2024. We have got 32 updates, and you know what? I just realized it's not on the right side of my graph. It's all the way over here on the left side of my graph. I guess because, you know what it is? It's because I'm not using the ISO standard, and 01 becomes before everything else. So I'm going to have to actually think through that. But anyways, we'll fix that later. There are 32 new or updated applications in this episode. Let's take a look at the breakdown for the episode. Now, where is it here? It's on top over here. So there we go. We'll group by category, and you can see here we've got one compatibility update. That was to Vancouver. One fix, six highlights, 17 minor updates, four new releases, and three release notes fails. So let's jump right over to that and check out those applications. Let me just group this by the category real quick. And first up on the list are those compatibility updates. We've got Integrate Box and Box Sign with UI Elements and Spoke from Riva Solutions, which had an upgrade to version 1.2.1 to be compatible with Vancouver. So that's our compatibility update for this episode. There was one fix as well, Wiz integration for configuration compliance, updated version 2.1.2, and that was a minor fix or a small fix. There were 17 minor updates. You've probably seen these before if you've been watching the SSH series for a while. Edgile is a content provider, and they update their content every quarter, so they're now on version 23.4, which you can see there, and all of those I put as minor updates because we don't want to open up every single one of those, but let's go ahead and open up one so you can see what I'm talking about. This one is Edgile Financial Services Banking ARC, or Automated Regulatory Compliance, and if I open up the version history, you can see here it was updated with Q4 2023 data on January 2nd, 2024. So that applies to all those you can see down here, or here, Banking and Broker Dealer ARC, Gaming ARC, Healthcare Payer with Medicare, Medicaid ARC, Healthcare Provider with Research ARC, Insurance, Property, Casualty, and Life ARC. I'm going to stop saying ARC, manufacturing, media, medical device manufacturer, oil and gas, pharmaceutical, life sciences, privacy, real estate, retail, technology, transportation, and Edgile Utilities, ARC. So that was the 17 minor updates from Edgile. They do that every quarter, so thank you guys for those consistent updates. And we had three release notes fails. The three release notes fails were Akamai Guardicore Segmentation, Kindle Integration Base, and Kindle Integration Service Request Inbound. If you haven't seen the SSH series before, I'll show you what a release notes fail is. We'll pick on Kindle here, and I'll show you the app versions for the past three. You can see they all say initial service now store release. I have no details from July through November through December of what the heck is in these updates, and that's why it's a release notes fail. So we won't dwell on that much longer. Let's go ahead and check out what you've probably been waiting for, and that is our new releases. First up on the new releases, can't be found. I wasn't expecting that. Let's see. It was supposed to be Genpact Digital Health. Let's open up the application in my instance and see if we can find out a little bit more for you. Since it seems to have been yanked from the store, let's see. That is, let me go to the application crawl histories. Yeah, so we first saw it on January 2nd, and that is what made it in here. And do I have any details? I don't have any details here. Let's see, no summary, no release notes. Interesting. It's like a shell of an app. All of the details are missing. So sorry about that. I wasn't expecting that. Usually the new releases, they're all new for me too, so I open them up and be as surprised as you are about what they are. But it looks like with Genpact Digital Health, it's gone from the store. So we'll leave it in the episode, so it's not there. So next new release, we got three left. We've got Hexaware Platform Inspector, or HPI. So Hexaware Platform Inspector, Unified and Automated Platform Monitoring and Governance. Let's see the key features for this application. Enhance ServiceNow performance and manageability to improve user adoption and satisfaction. Improve development quality through best practice scans and recommendations. Severity-based calculation of instance health. Monitor the integration usage and ensure a seamless experience across the entire chain of service. Optimize the ServiceNow license utilization. Ensure platform security by highlighting vulnerable configurations. And good view on usage and adoptions of the portal. virtual agent, catalogs, and knowledge base. They gave us some screenshots, so let's check out those screenshots. First up is the HPI dashboard. We can see the findings tab on the dashboard being filtered by either scan result or scanned on. The scan result is all, scanned on is today, and then there's a couple of KPIs or reports, total findings by category, and total findings by priority. Next tab is instance health, showing the HPI health report from the last scan. It gives a visual of overall health percentage, performance, manageability, security, upgradability, and user experience. There's also some trends around performance, manageability, security, user experience, and upgradability. Next up is a list of all the checks that are included with this application. These are all upgradability that's showing on the screenshot. And then we're back to our first screenshot of the findings tab in the dashboard. So now that I've had a second to think about while we're going through that, I am going to go ahead and remove GenPact from the episode. So it'll update the stats and we won't have that showing here anymore since the application's gone. And that will update in the background while we're going here. So next up on the list is going to be Sepio Cyber SecOps is another new application, our second of three new applications. Hardware risk mitigation and incident response. The key features for this app: hardware risk identification, real-time alerts, configuration records that drive a data flow, and integration with incident response. Looks like we've got two videos and a screenshot. Let's check out the screenshot. It is the about menu item in the instance for Sepio, showing contact information, support hours, response time, resolution time, a contact method. So yeah, not really helpful to understand what it is and what it does, but there are some videos. So you're watching or listening to a video right now, you may want to go check out their videos and see more about that application. Last on our list of new releases is going to be this application, which is Vulnerability Response Integration with Forescout iInspect, empowering OT security operational technology. Prioritize remediation for vulnerabilities through advanced OT visibility. It is OT certified VR integration. Let's see, key features: effortless vulnerability import, comprehensive asset association, ServiceNow OT certified compatibility, and simplified configuration. They do have some marketing plus screenshots. The first one is their certification from ServiceNow that they are OT certified. Next up is the guided setup that Forescout has, showing connect, review integration schedule, review import, more guided setup around connect to iInspect and configure integration. There's some tasks showing completed or 100%. Next up is the connection manager, basically showing a connection name and URL, resource path, and all the username and page size and mid server, all that information you'd use to configure an integration. Next screenshot is more guided setup, showing the auto close stale detections and require CI match import to vulnerability detections, optional. Really detailed guided setup there. You mark it as complete or you go do the configuration. Next up is a list of vulnerabilities in a list view in ServiceNow, showing the vulnerable items and some vulnerability detail. So we've got a source from iInspect showing the vulnerability summary, severity, score, exploit exists or not, all that good stuff. And then we're back to that screenshot showing that they are certified by ServiceNow. And that is our new releases. Let's check out those six highlights we saw at the beginning. First up is our friend's Tiger LLC, or Ty as I know him, Checklist Pro. Checklist Pro was updated to version 2.2.9. They've got some new features for us. Employee Center UI support, checklist assignments, and checklist approvals can now be accessed in Employee Center by clicking the checklist menu option. Checklist approvals by email. The email notification message will contain options for checklist approvals to be approved or rejected via email. And Checklist Pro record support, Record Spoke provides access to checklist record. The updated Checklist Pro Record Spoke now provides access to the Checklist Pro record that was created. The new CLP record output variable allows for easy access to all the Checklist Pro records fields. And last on their list of updates is a bug fix, and it has the AGG util API for Tiger Checklist, I guess, API removed invalid glide aggregate option for scoped applications. So that's what's new from the team at Tiger LLC. Next up on the list, IBM Z Discovery was updated to version 1.5.0. The new features in this version are DB2 stored procedures integration, configurable mappings for reference attributes, refining the JCL relationships with executing ZOS and Sysplex, and there's a note, IBM and ServiceNow are working diligently to have out-of-the-box classes created so that there is no need to create custom classes within the application. Once the out-of-the-box classes are available in the platform, assuming the out-of-the-box classes meet IBM requirements, IBM will work on a newer version to account the out-of-the-box classes as part of this application. So you may want to be thoughtful about that if you're creating custom classes. Next up on our list of new releases is from ServiceNow, the Microsoft Azure Active Directory spoke. This one threw me for a loop when I first saw it. I'll click on the application and show you why. If I go to my crawl histories, it used to be called Microsoft Entra ID spoke, and it got renamed to Microsoft Azure Active Directory spoke. And if I go to the store and show you the version history, you'll see that it wasn't updated recently. So I'm not sure what happened here. I know the name changed for sure. And if you look at the notes on the last release, it says it changed the name from Microsoft Azure Active Directory spoke to Microsoft Entra ID spoke on December 7th. But the exact opposite has happened when I did the crawl this past Tuesday, and now it's back to being Microsoft Azure Active Directory spoke. So I left it in the highlights. I don't think it was actually updated. Maybe the name was updated, but if you are trying to use this, I would try searching for Azure Active Directory and Microsoft Entra, E-N-T-R-A. I don't even know if I'm saying that right. Entra. So just FYI, I'm going to leave it in the highlights. But that's what's up with that one. So next up in the highlights is going to be Vantage DX was updated to version 3.14.0. And they've changed their name. They rebranded the store app from Martello IQ to Vantage DX. So another name change for you there. I forgot about that one. Next up, VBrick Video Connector was updated to version 1.3.0. And in this version, they've brought contextual search. And that's it. Would have liked a little bit more on the release notes there, but hey, there's something. It's not like the other ones I showed you earlier, so that's what's new from the team at VBrick Systems Incorporated. Last on our list of highlights is going to be Zscaler Digital Experience, updated version 3.0.2, and this new release contains UX or user experience enhancements for ZDX Summary. Instead of loading all the application details at once, we now load the data per application, make data visible as soon as it is available. You can now enter user's email address on the deep tracing form that will show the active devices for the user, make it easy to identify and select the target device. If the incident is created by alert, ZDX summary tab will be hidden. If the incident is created manually, alert impact and impacted users tabs will be hidden. And that, my friends, my fans, my audience, is our entire episode. Let's take one more look at the recap for this. In fact, let me see if I can reload this because it should have updated the totals there. It did not update the totals. I still have four new releases, so for some reason my little job didn't run, but that's okay. We've got three new releases because one disappeared on us, six highlights, one compatibility update, 17 minor updates, remember all those agile ones, one fix, and three release notes fails. I hope you found this video or podcast helpful. If you did, please like, please subscribe, or share it with somebody who you think might be interested in what's new or what got updated in the ServiceNow store. And until next time, don't forget to always be learning.